You're listening to SBS News.
Veteran Palestinian Al Jazeera journalist Shirin Abu Akleh, who is a U.S. citizen, has been shot dead, allegedly by Israeli troops, as she covered a raid on the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank. Al Jazeera and the Palestinian Health Ministry confirmed the death of 51-year-old Miss Abu Akleh, a prominent figure for 25 years in the channel's Arabic news service. Also injured in the same attack was Palestinian journalist Ali Samoudi, who is in stable condition. Miss Abu Akleh, who was wearing a press helmet and bulletproof vest, was killed by a shot to the head just below her helmet line. Mujahid al-Saadi was with the Al Jazeera news team when the attack occurred.
What happened was we were waiting for our colleagues to enter the refugee camp at the point where the Israeli army was present. We chose a point that didn't have any confrontations between the youth and the militants. We got to a point where we waited for Shireen to put on all her safety gear. She then reached us and we moved a few meters. We exposed ourselves to the army and the passers-by that we are press TV. We arrived and within seconds there was the first shot. I told them that we're being targeted and we're being shot at. I turned and I found Shireen on the ground.
Video footage of the attack showed Miss Abu Akleh motionless on the ground, her colleagues just centimeters away, unable to reach her. When a colleague reaches the veteran journalist, it becomes clear she is dead. Then more shots ring out in the direction of the news team, pinning them down. After the shooting stopped, Ms. Abu Akleh was dead and Mr. Samoudi injured by a bullet to the back. The news crew was able to escape, carrying with them to hospital the lifeless body of their colleague. It is there that she was officially pronounced dead. Outside the hospital, hundreds of Palestinians gathered to take Ms. Abu Akleh's remains in a procession to Al Jazeera's offices, her body carried on a stretcher covered by a Palestinian flag and her blood-stained press body armor. At the Abu Akleh home in Jerusalem, her relatives mourned, saying, "They silenced her, they silenced her." The Israeli army confirmed that it had conducted an operation early on Wednesday in Jenin refugee camp, a stronghold for Palestinian armed groups in the northern West Bank. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett has issued a statement after the shooting, placing blame for the killing of the veteran reporter on armed Palestinians. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Lior Hayat denounced the killing of Ms. Abu Akleh, placing the blame on those he called Palestinian terrorists.
"We are saddened by the death of senior Al Jazeera correspondent Shireen Abu Akleh during heavy exchange of fire meets a military counter-terrorism operation in Jenin. Free press is fundamental for Israel and for all democracies, and as such, journalists must be protected. There are indications that Ms. Abu Akleh was killed by Palestinian terrorists' fire. Israel will be conducting a thorough investigation. We call on the Palestinian Authority to cooperate with this investigation in order to get to the truth."
The Israeli Foreign Ministry tweeted a video showing Palestinian militants in Jenin engaged in a gunfight at the same time the Palestinian journalist was killed, claiming it was they who shot Ms. Abu Akleh. However, Israeli human rights group B'Tselem later said its researchers in Jenin had concluded that the Palestinian gunfire seen in that video could not possibly have been the gunfire that hit Ms. Abu Akhla and Mr. Samoudi. In a statement, Al Jazeera described Ms. Abu Akhla's killing as a heinous crime, placing responsibility on the Israeli government.
Al Jazeera Media Network condemns this heinous crime, which intends to only prevent the media from conducting their duty. Al Jazeera holds the Israeli government and the occupation forces responsible for the killing of Shireen. It also calls on the international community to condemn and hold the Israeli occupation forces accountable for their intentional targeting and killing of Shireen.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, described the Al Jazeera senior correspondent's death as really horrifying and called for an investigation.
I just want to express my sincere condolences over the loss of the Palestinian-American journalist, Al Jazeera journalist who was killed, Shireen. It was horrifying. She's well respected. She was doing her job, the jobs that you all do every single day. And I just want to express my condolences to her family, her friends, her colleagues.
Palestinian ambassador to the United Nations, Riyad Mansour, put the blame on Israel, saying those responsible must be held accountable.
Regarding the assassination of a well-known and highly respected journalist, Shireen Abu Akhla, whom the Israeli occupying authorities have assassinated her today in Jenin. The Arab group in New York adopted a statement condemning in the strongest possible term this criminal act by the Israeli occupying authorities and demanding an international independent investigation on this crime and to take those who are responsible for this crime to face their accountability regarding these crimes.
Mr. Mansour said a state funeral for Ms. Abu Akhla would be held at the compound of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, who will take part in the procession. Scuffles erupted between Palestinian protesters and Israeli police in Jerusalem following the death of the reporter. Palestinian protesters marched on the city's streets carrying Palestinian flags, expressing their anger and sadness. Some held placards bearing Ms. Abu Akhla's image, upon them written, "The coverage continues." Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.